From the City of Angels off the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to this remarkable program we call Coast to Coast AM. Next hour, it's the ESP Enigma. And in a moment, the numbers lady, Glynis McCants, joins us. Here's what's happening. Well, North Korea at it again, now saying that its strategic rocket and long-range artillery units have been ordered to be combat-ready, targeting U.S. military bases on Guam, Hawaii, the mainland America here, after U.S. bombers flew sorties threatening the North. That's what they said. The order, issued in a statement from the North's Military Supreme Command, marks the latest fiery rhetoric since the start of a joint military drill by U.S. and South Korean forces earlier this month. Charles R. Smith, he's an expert on cyber technology and war. Charles, when does it end?
As long as the Kim family runs the show, you can expect them to thump their chest whenever they need some cash.
Well, and they do need the cash. You think they're just doing this? Is this just those idle threats, blackmail, extortion?
Oh, yes. This is the same old pattern. They're going to jump up and down and scream, and they're going to detonate a couple of firecrackers and maybe even fling a couple of rockets. But for all practical purposes, they know that nothing is going to happen because, oh, gosh, the UN might just actually issue a letter scolding them for whatever they've done recently. The Chinese are not going to stop backing them. And most certainly, jumping off militarily would be suicide. So for all practical purposes, as long as Kim's older brother stays down in Macau gambling and cruising with the girls, everything is okay.
How did we allow North Korea to get a nuke?
Over the years, several administrations, in particular, the Clinton administration, asserted that they would never obtain it. And, of course, we also had, Jimmy Carter returned from North Korea with a piece of paper in his hand declaring that they would never, ever, ever develop a nuclear weapon because they told him so. And, of course, Madeleine Albright danced with Kim Il-sung, Kim Il-sung's son, and claimed that he was charming. And therefore also said a such charming guy would never develop such a weapon. Of course, as we have suddenly found out, the Obama administration thinks it's a real threat because a president who ran on the stance that the national missile defense was a waste of money has suddenly decided to install 14 more interceptors in Greeley, Alaska, and consider building a base in the East Coast. This is a case of vested self-interest. Simply put, once you become powerful enough to be struck by a nuclear weapon, you're going to take the threat seriously.
That's so true. And Charles, let me ask you this then. With all the rhetoric, what would you do if you were running this country, the United States? I mean, would you take a preemptive strike? Would you say enough is enough? What would you do?
No preemptive strike is necessary. The thing that you can hurt the Kim family the most is in the wallet. The Bush administration did it to the point where they nearly collapsed. Remove all support for any bank that does transactions with the North Koreans. That's what the Bush administration did by revoking their Fed rights and status. The net result, of course, was the Kim family abroad, like in Macau, suddenly couldn't cash their checks. And, gosh, it really pinched them. They actually came to the table in only a matter of months. So that's where you really need to hurt them. As far as their military is concerned, don't even bother. One of the things that upsets their military command the most is their nuclear program, because it takes money away from feeding the troops and lining the pockets of the corrupt generals.
Jeez, they're everywhere. Charles, thanks. I always relish your input into this. The Food and Drug Administration has issued a new health warning, asserting that temporary tattoos may pose some health risks. Now, temporary tattoos can last anywhere from 3 days to several weeks. Although they aren't injected into the skin, they do come with some risks. Consumers are still at risk for allergic reactions, which they say can be severe and can last even longer than the tattoo itself. Spending hours watching television or playing computer games each day does not harm young children's social development. According to experts, the Medical Research Council team, who studied more than 11,000 primary school pupils, said that it is wrong to link bad behavior to television viewing. Although the researchers found a small correlation between the two, they say other influences, such as the way parents run things, most probably explain the link. Well, what are the best cities to live in for well-being in 2012? Topping the list, Lincoln, Nebraska, then Boulder, Colorado. What was one of the worst? Charleston, West Virginia. Huntington, Ashland, West Virginia. Mobile, Alabama. That's what they say. Did you ever hear about the lady in the mansion? Joshua P. Warren, our paranormal expert, has. What is this, Josh?
Well, you know, George, as usual, I'm breaking a little news on your show tonight. Most people consider the best ghost photo ever taken to be the Brown Lady of Raynham Hall in 1936. That picture is posted right now on my website, but I should soon be releasing a photo I've discovered that just blew my socks off. In my opinion, it's one of the best ghost photos taken since the Brown Lady. This was captured in 1971 in an old mansion near Asheville, North Carolina, where I live. And this thing has apparently been sitting in a drawer all these years because the woman who owns it never realized the full significance of this picture. It also shows the full-bodied apparition of a woman in a dress on a staircase. And that similarity is actually not surprising because the physics of hauntings demonstrates that old houses are often numerous levels with a lot of wood, and those various levels become charged with electrostatic potentials of various polarities. However, the staircase is the one thing that connects those different polarities most directly, and so you end up with a current of electricity that sort of flows up and down the staircase, and that provides this potent dynamic power supply for these apparitions to materialize. So we're analyzing this right now, and so far, George, it seems to be a classic staircase phantom.
Love it.
That was beautifully captured in 1971, but has been sitting in a drawer for 42 years.
They just won't go into the light, will they, Josh?
Apparently not, but hopefully we'll be bringing this one into the light soon because, you know, I'm very careful about making sure all the thorough, proper analysis and documentation is done before something like this is released because it's such a big deal. But as soon as we are ready, you will be the very first to know, George.
You got it. Joshua P. Warren. And up next, the numbers lady, Glynis McCants, joins us. We'll take a glimpse into things that are happening now and could happen in the future, next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, I'm George Norrie, and we're going to spend the rest of the hour with Glynis McCants, the numbers lady. Always a pleasure, Glynis. How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Good. How are your numbers?
Are you feeling that full moon that's coming upon us?
I love it. I love it. It was a little dusty in Los Angeles. You could see the full moon, but there's a little haze over it today.
Exactly. It looks very mysterious, and tomorrow night, I guess it's going to be completely full.
All right. What's new with the numbers lady?
Well, there's so much going on. Of course, the Pope, the new Pope, that's the big question out there. I'm getting lots of emails of people asking me about, you know, what's the difference between these two men and what kind of shift could take place. And it's really a powerful thing. I want to say quickly that, because there's always new people, numerology itself is a science of numbers. The one that I deal with is Pythagoras. So it's the Pythagorean number system. He's the famous mathematician. Most people know him through geometry. But he deals in vibration, and that's what I study. Well, here's what's powerful. This new Pope, when you take his full date of birth and reduce it to one digit, he's a three life path. He also has a two attitude in numerology. Well, what makes that interesting is the Pope who just stepped down is also a three life path with a two attitude, George. That's interesting that the birth numbers are the same in that way.
Yet they seem different as people.
They are. They are very different. See, those are two numbers out of the six numbers that make up our chart. Here's the difference. This new man has a destiny number 3, which means he is called to motivate and uplift other people. And if you saw him the first day he came out on March 13th, didn't you see him ask for the people's help?
Yep.
He was kind, and you saw a warmth in his face.
He told the Cardinals, may God forgive you.
Think how powerful that is. Yeah.
When they named him.
Yeah, well, what he's doing is he's humble. I mean, you can see that in him. And I was thinking if there was a name for it, it'd be like saying the way Princess Diana was the people's princess, he's the people's pope. Even recently when I was out there at Mass and just, you know, he embraces people. He's so willing to be with them. And they say that's how he was before he was selected. The other difference, when you look at Pope Benedict, he had a bunch of 8s in his chart. The downside of 8 is physical health, George. It's not uncommon to internalize and get sick. So I think he was much sicker than people realized. You know, when he stepped down, he did not have a choice.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So when people think he's going to stick around for many years to come, I do not think so. I think he really, his health is in serious jeopardy.
The fact that he resigned, do you think there was anything else going on beyond the health possibilities?
No, I don't. I think that he really physically could not do the job anymore. I mean, let's face it, when you don't have your health, what do you have?
Not much.
No. And they said that he wasn't even mobile. Like, everything was very difficult for him. And as he said, he prayed and prayed about it. I noticed something else. When we talk about a personal year cycle, he's in a personal year cycle of 8. And since his destiny is 8, I think this was just a part of the destiny, that this man would serve as Pope for as long as he could and then pass the baton to someone who's going to, I think there's going to be a shift here, George, for the better. Like, the actual Pope and the Church will be a little more popular, which it needs. It needs a shot in the arm, the Catholic Church.
It needs a dramatic shot in the arm.
Yes, right. It does.
So
and I see that.
When you meet people the first time,
yes,
and you don't have their information at hand yet,
yes,
do you still generate an impression?
Well, here's what's exciting and something I wanted to do with you tonight. If you know someone's first name, just you go, hi, what's your name? And they give it to you. You can get a little bit of information in their numerology. And where it comes from is the first vowel in their name. So, example, when I look at you, George, your first vowel is E.
Mm-hmm.
E is 5, and 5 means you don't like to be in a dull moment. You are a restless spirit. It's like, what else is going on, guys? Let's move it along. That's the number 5. It also means you don't want to be in the dark. If there's something you don't know, you're going to find out what really happened. That comes just from the E. So that means if you met someone who also had an E, you'd feel a connection, like a Steve or a Lex. There are names that obviously have that same vowel. Now, I'm talking every single vowel has something to say. So let's go to A. Let me see if I got a note here for the A. The A is 1 in numerology. So think of people with that A, like Janelle. Can you think of a name? Mark.
Right, and it's always the first vowel.
The first vowel that matters. And when you see that, you know that it's a 1, which means they want to be considered number 1. That means if you put someone with the A as their first vowel, in charge and just tell them, hey, you're doing a great job. If you can make them feel like there's some sort of personal victory, they are so happy. Like, they'll give you what they've got. It's pretty nice when you do that with them. And you got to keep it in mind, George. It's not worth competing with them because it's exhausting. You know, it's not fun for you. The number, or should I say the vowel, I?
Okay.
I, because it's 9, think names like Mike, Nicole, Jim. These are people who have to resolve old issues from family. And yes, George, when I meet people with the eye, I'll say, hey, tell me about your family. More often than not, I'll hear, well, my parents got divorced when I was little, or I had trouble with my father. There's always a story. So that's something they need to overcome. And it's also a natural leader energy. So if they're in charge, they're very responsible. And that's what I think of when I meet that energy. Then you have O. Now think of Monica, Robert, Joe. If these people have children, they're all about being a parent. That's a big part of who they are. But if they're not parents, they tend to run the company. And Oprah comes to my mind, because think how big that O is, George.
huge.
Yeah, and it's a six. And you know who she mothers? The whole planet, right? And when someone's in trouble, like Lance Armstrong, where did he go to confess the sin?
I don't know. Where?
Oprah.
Is that where he went?
He sure did. I take it you don't watch OWN Network.
No. Not on a regular basis.
No, but let me tell you, he did. He picked Oprah because he thought, first of all, he thought it would come off well by confessing. In my opinion, it backfired. I think people were very, very upset. But my point is, he picked her because she made him feel safe enough to do it. And that is the O energy. The U is like a name like Julia or Lucille or Justin. Sense of humor. And, you know, I think of, like, Lucille Ball. She was funny, wasn't she?
How interesting.
Yeah, and then Julia Roberts. Think about how Julia Roberts, when she laughs in a movie, it's kind of contagious.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that's the number three. So they're about laughter. And if you meet someone with that, George, you know the chances are they're going to get your humor. Like, if you go to a funny place, they'll laugh with you.
So generally, yes. In what percent of their personality might that first vowel represent?
It's a piece of them, because remember, let's say you finally do their chart, and let's say the name Julia, she has the U is a three, and what if she turns out to be a three life path also? Then it's going to be incredibly true. Like, it's going to be stronger. When a number repeats itself in your chart, it's even stronger.
I like that.
I know, it's really fun. And like I said, that's the first thing I do. Whenever I meet someone, I just make a note of that soul energy, and everyone listening can do the same. One more thing. The why. You know, when we talked in school, it was A-E-I-O-U
or sometimes why.
That's
remember that?
Exactly true. And in numerology, if the why is not next to a vowel, it's considered a vowel. So, example, the name Gwyneth, G-W-Y-N-E-T-H. That Y is between W and N, therefore it's a vowel in that instance, okay? Tyra Banks, T-Y-R-A, her Y is between two consonants, it's a vowel. Tyrone. Can you think of someone with that Y?
With a Y?
Yeah.
Let's see. Lloyd is L-L-Y.
Is
so
it tricky? I know. Lynn. I guess we could go with
does it? Well, it's the first vowel. So Lloyd would be a Y.
Except Lloyd would have an O. I mean, yeah, he'd have an O.
Yeah, that's
right.
Right?
L-O-Y?
That's right.
So, but what's going to be fun for you is you're going to start noticing this because it's so simple. But going back to what it means, it's a 7.
Myra. Would be
there, there it is, yes. And Myra, that means because it's a seven, they're the ones seeking that spiritual answer. That's a part of them. They have a love of nature. That's going to be a part of them. And they have a constant inner dialogue. Like, they, even though they can talk to you, there's always like that second monologue happening inside their head. So you need to know that about them.
So do you carry some little chart with you or what?
Well, when it comes to this, if you guys could learn the basics, as a matter of fact, I will post this on my website. When you and I wrap up, I'll post it under numbers just so they can remember. Because if you can keep it this simple, especially at work.
Make it downloadable. Can you?
I will do that. I'll make it possible for them simply. They can just copy and paste it because I'll put it there tonight. But here's what happens. And it will be listed, by the way, under numbers because I have a menu page right under the life path. I'll put this whole thing so they don't forget. But here's the deal. Let's say you met someone in business, George, and you've got your E, which is your five, and you meet them, and they've got the A, which is one, and maybe they're in charge. Well, then you already know. It's like, you know what? I'm going to defer a little bit here because I know that person needs to feel important. And by doing that, it's better for you, too. It's a win-win.
I like that. Now, I don't know if you have the numbers of Kim Jong-un, who's running North Korea now, but this guy is out of control. And I was just talking to Charles R. Smith about that in our news segment, Glynis. But, I mean, they're threatening to attack Hawaii and
yep.
Guam and the mainland U.S. and everything else. I mean, I haven't heard this in a long, long time.
Okay, and I'll tell you where I think that's coming from. Because Benghazi was never dealt with properly, because we have brought no one to justice for a terrorist attack, we're not being taken seriously right now. We are not. We have to step up and, you know, bring someone to justice. If John Kerry, the new Secretary of State, gets involved and does something about it, then people will back up again. You know, because right now there's something wrong with the story. How did the issue get so skirted?
Well, and I've got to tell you, though, Glynis, that
yes.
if Putin was charged like this. You know, if this guy said, look, you know, we're going to set up, you know, we're going to send missiles your way.
We're going
to do look, he would have reacted instantly. Hang with us, Glennis. We're going to take this break. We're going to come back, talk more with you about numerology. We'll take a few phone calls as well right here on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back with Glennis McCants. We'll take your phone calls. Glennis, I guess the numbers just never, never lie, do they?
No, they don't. The key to numbers, and that's why if people choose to learn it, like Glennis says, your numbers, a book that helps you incorporate it into your life. Love by the Numbers helps you with relationships. If you sit down and you really break down those numbers, you're going to get the whole story on you, the person you care about, people in business. The only difference in what I do and somebody else, it's to learn to interpret the number. Like, the numbers are laid out for you.
Right.
And you said something before the break I'd love to go back to. You were talking about Putin. Nobody is scarier than Putin.
I know, and he wouldn't put up with this stuff.
But do you know what he is? Now, mind you, he's a double seven, and we've certainly talked about your seven, but I always say to you, the seven either thanks God or thinks they're God. Who do you think Putin thinks he is?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so there's no way he'd put up with it, and I'm sure you heard about the suicide. His number one enemy, like 3 days ago, they say he committed suicide, but people aren't sure about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think so. I mean, I think that's the kind of man he is. It's like mafia. So you don't mess with that guy. And what I think this man is doing, the son of, wasn't it Kim?
Kim Jong-un.
Now, is that the son's name or was that the father?
The son is Un.
Okay, because I would say the son.
Kim Jong-il was right. The father.
Gotcha.
And then his father was the founder of North Korea. He had the same kind of name.
Wow. Well, when I was on break with you, I went to look things up, just the birth numbers. And what I'm seeing is the son is in a personal year of six right now. He's trying to show he has power. You see, he's putting himself out there to say, don't think because my father passed away, we're not a threat. That's why he's talking. But am I as concerned about him as I would be, say, a terrorist attack from the Middle East? No. I would not be. Not this year.
Well, the problem is, I come from a school, Glennis, where you just don't take threats lightly.
Yes.
And, you know, this guy could be a buffoon.
Yes.
He could be joking. He could be doing all kinds of ridiculous things. I mean, we saw him running around with former basketball star Dennis Rodman in North Korea, playing around and doing his thing. But I don't take threats lightly.
No.
And I got to tell you, you know, we know they have nukes.
Yes.
We know they're developing missiles. We know they're testing them. I mean, how much more do we need to know before this lunatic is a true threat?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not in the war by any means, but I've got to tell you, if you had a neighbor who said nothing but, I'm going to attack you, I'm going to attack you, I mean, what would you do?
Well, that's the same thing happening with Israel and being up against Iran and Ahmadinejad. You know, that constant attack, we will obliterate you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why he's on high alert. He's certainly taking the threat seriously.
Of course.
Yeah, as well he should.
So I don't know what's going to unfold there.
Mm-mm. Well, and like I said, in the numbers that I have been studying, because ever since 9/11 happened last year, you know, people wonder, could there be another attack? You and I talked about it. And then on February 1st, there was that suicide bomber in Turkey at our consulate. So that's kind of like what's happening. Like, obviously, if the president chooses to get tough and pay attention and do what it needs to be done this year, great. But if there's any more of this, you know, something happens and we never get the story, George, that's not okay.
No, but what I'm saying, Glennis, is if this idiot in North Korea made the same threats to Russia, Russia would have attacked by now.
Correct.
I mean, we saw what they do in Chechnya.
That's right.
I mean, for crying out loud. I mean, they would have attacked. If anybody had threatened Russia the way this guy has been threatening us,
yes.
You know, whether it's rhetoric or he's doing it because of sanctions, the point is, I'm convinced Russia would have attacked by now.
You're exactly right. But the difference is, this man feels emboldened by our country right now. He feels emboldened that he can do this, that he can say these things. And that's why I said it is now our president's job to handle this differently than he has been.
I've got a lot of friends in Hawaii who are concerned about this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take some calls.
Mm-hmm.
East of the Rockies, Sherry in Knoxville, Tennessee. You're on with Glennis McCants. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, George. Hi, Glennis.
Hi,
I'm
Sherry.
So excited to be on.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just wondering, does there, the United States, the year of its birth, could we detect what kind of year it's going to be for finances for the United States? And then I'd like to give you my name and birthday if I could.
Okay. What I would say to you, yes, the birth, you can talk about cycles for the country as well. Like when you say the birth, you're talking July 4th, 1776.
Correct.
Okay. So when you do that, what I think is amusing about that, George, is the energy. It's a four. It's exactly what the United States is. It's born on a 4-day, which is learning, seeking knowledge. It's the attitude is sensitive. It's about love. But then the whole thing adds up to five, which means never a dull moment. Every time you turn around, there can be a trauma. And that's what this is.
Yeah.
Freedom of choice.
Sure is. Anything else, Sherry?
Yes, I was just wondering if I could give Glennis my name and my birthday.
Just go ahead. What is your birthday?
3/15/59.
Okay, so again, when we look at a birthday, there's three numbers that matter. The day you're born is a 6-day because 1 + 5 = 6. Your attitude number comes from month and day. 3 + 1 + 5 = 9. And then I take the full date and reduce it to one digit, and it's a 5. So, Sherry, that tells me people think they know you and they have no clue. How true has that been in your life?
Oh, that is so true.
Yes.
So true.
And here's why, George. Because she's born on a 6-day, that's a very capable, I'll get the job done, you can count on me. But then her 5 says, get me out of here. Sherry, you could wear a shirt that says anywhere but here.
How do you sleep, Glennis, with all these numbers going through your head all the time?
That's a good, I'll tell you, I wake up a lot and I always look at the clock and I should not do that, but I do.
Do you wake up at a certain time?
I do. 333.
I knew it.
Yep. 333. I see it all the time.
Is that a good sign?
Well, in the case of just the energy, 3 represents communication. The problem is when you're sleeping, that's the last thing you should be doing, right? So I've got to get that. The clock glows, and I should not have a clock that glows in my room.
No, or turn it the other way.
Exactly. Well, it still has that green light. I'm just very sensitive to it. But also,
aim it at Charlie.
And that man could sleep through anything, George.
John in St. Louis, first-time caller. Go ahead, John. John? I think I hit the wrong button. There you go, John.
Hi, I'm just wondering what my numbers mean.
Okay, John, what's your birthday?
August 19th, 88.
Okay, so there are 3 numbers coming from that birthday. The day you're born, 1 + 9 = 10, 1 + 0 = 1, because I'm reducing to one digit. Your month and day, John, is a 9, and your whole birthday adds up to 8. I would tell you, when I look at that, it tells me, as an 8 life path, you've had some hard lessons throughout your life, and you've had to find a way to keep your sense of humor, to not take it so hard. Does that make sense?
He's just listening to you.
Okay, John?
Go ahead, Glennis.
All right. So the 8 life path, they always come through with some lessons attached, and they have to find a way to not take it so personally. Like if there's one phrase an 8 can never say, George, they can never say, what else could go wrong? Because if they do, the universe will show them quickly what else could go wrong.
Everything could go wrong.
Yeah, it's just not a good thing for an 8 to say. Some people can say it, not the 8.
All right, so we're getting out of the first quarter, 2013. How does the next quarter look? And the next one, the next one.
Well, there's a fun pattern, and we still have a little bit left of March, so I wanted to say this to you quickly. The energy has been repeating itself all month. So, example, today is the 26th. 2 + 6 = 8. When you take this full date, like 3/26/2013, and reduce it to one digit, it's also an 8, meaning it's an 8-day and it adds up to 8. Tomorrow, it's a 9-day and adds up to 9. The following day is a 1-day and adds up to 1. You can use that to your advantage, George, because it means the day's not in conflict. If you pick dates that are good for you, you can make amazing things happen.
And you have recommended to people to change things that they were doing on certain dates, haven't you?
Especially surgery. Do you know, I'm going to mail this to you. I have a list of coast-to-coast people who got surgery on a date where the symbol, because I have the numerology calendar, it was the sunny day symbol for their life path, who had successful surgeries after having bad ones in the past.
That's weird.
And they had picked toxic numbers before, not knowing, because they didn't understand the vibrations.
Next up, we go to Sydney in Boise, Idaho. Hi, Sydney. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm just curious about my birthday. All right. It's 2970.
2970.
Okay. So, let's see. 9 day, 2, 3, 7, 1. Okay. So, and can I hear Sydney?
You can.
I'm here.
Sydney. Because you have a 2 attitude, which comes from month and day reduced to one digit, it tells me that you're extremely intuitive. Like, you meet people and you get that instinct that says, I really am enjoying this person, or this person just drained me and I don't want to be here. How often has that happened?
Daily.
Yes, it's a really, and so you kind of have to find a way to shut it down a little bit, because you're overwhelmed by people's stuff, like their emotion. You could be having a great day, and because you're so sensitive, they can affect your mood. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is your life path number is 1. 1 means huge self-motivated, like striving to be number one of what you do. You've got to find things, even if it's a little victory, like exercise, Sydney. Maybe you have a little goal. When you achieve those personal goals, that's what makes you feel good about yourself. You're a multitasking girl, too. How true is that for you?
Not as much, but
what's
pretty true. I try to stay focused on something.
Say it again.
I try to stay focused on something.
Right, but multitasking means you can focus on this and move to that and get focused again, meaning your brain never stops, Sydney. I'm sure it's hard to shut down your mind, and I only say that because the numbers 1, 5, and 7 are the most cerebral in numerology.
10 people, all born, same dates.
Mm-hmm.
Are they the same?
They will have this in common. Like when I just said to Sydney, her one life path is going to be processing. Like if something's bugging her, even if she stays busy, it'll keep popping back in her head because that she's a mind number in numerology. So is the number 5, so is the number 7. And yes, the people out there would say, yep, I can relate to that if they were a 1 life path, a 5 life path, or a 7 life path.
Let's go to Toronto, Canada. Raheem is with us on the international line. Hi, Raheem.
Hi, sir. And hi, ma'am. My date of birth is 19 July 1979. 2 quick questions. I'm trying to move to Dubai this year or next. And the second, how is going to be my financial, you know, thing this or next year, please?
Well, here's the big question. Did you say you want to move this year or next year?
Both. Either one.
Okay.
Either one.
I'm telling you, you should move this year. In numerology, this is a good year for you to move. Why do I know that? First of all, your life path numbers are 6. Do you have a family?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Kids?
Yes.
How many?
3.
Okay. Because a 6 life path is the father energy. So having a nice home, a wife, children is extremely important to you. The world number, George, 2013 is also a 6.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a powerful year for him.
This is his year.
Go ahead.
This is his year.
This
huh?
is his year to make a move, literally. And he's also in a personal year 4, which means you could actually find a reasonable price. So don't be afraid about, oh my gosh, can I afford it? Trust that you're going to. This is exactly the time to do it. Better this year than next year for you.
There you go, Raheem. Pack up and go.
Yeah,
off to Dubai,
year.
And it doesn't matter how far, huh?
No. Well, now remember, and this is covered in the book when it says your number, we talk about location. Because you can move to a location that is a challenge to you, and that means you won't be as happy. But judging by what he said, it sounds like he feels called to go there.
Mm-hmm.
But he could learn about the energy to make sure it's ideal for his family.
So if he's on the fence, whether to go this year or next year, you're saying this is the year to go.
Oh, I'm telling you, if he made the move next year, big mistake. And I say that because he'd be in a cycle of 5 when things don't work out. Everything's crazy. It'd be like, let's say you had your stuff, your clothes shipped somewhere and all the stuff for the house, and it just doesn't get there. It gets lost. It's that kind of cycle. No, this is the time for him to move. Absolutely.
Is there a year that you can see that is just one of those years where you go, I wish we could turn the clock beyond that? Like 2001, 9/11, for example.
I mean,
if you could foresee that, it would have been a year you would have said, I hope to God we could pass this year up and not have to do it. Do you see any of that in the future?
No.
Well, that's good.
George, I'll tell you why. because life really, we are here. I mean, I happen to be very spiritual and I believe in God, but we're here to learn lessons and to make the most of what each day. That's our job. So sometimes when I say numerology is an onion with many layers, sometimes you got to get the layer just to you. Like today is a day that I'm going to accomplish one goal. You see, if you can get back to yourself instead of worrying about the big picture, if you and I focus on world politics, you're going to have a migraine because you know you can't fix it, but you can handle it as it comes to you.
Okay.
And something good happened in 2001 that you might be forgetting. Before 9/11, we were a divided country. Bush supporters versus Gore. There was fury here. After that, we came together.
For a little bit.
Yeah, but I'm saying the year itself was a teaching moment. We all said, we better work on this. We've got to stop the bickering. Like right now, all we do is bicker.
I think we're more divided than we were then.
And what does that represent? First of all, you're exactly right. We are divided again. But back then, we did learn. And unfortunately, I don't want to think another tragedy has to happen for us to wake up again. But we need to stop this. This idea that because I am, let's say I'm a Democrat and you're a Republican, well, then you're evil. That's not possible. And we've got to stop doing that. Vilifying each other is where the problem lies, George.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
I know that. The media does a lot of that.
I think we're going to get better. You know, going back to if you ask me what I see in the future, I see us getting better as people and realizing, oh, I see. If me hating you is a waste of time, it's like having a hot coal in my own hand. I'm hurting myself by hating you. We're going to start to realize that. I'm looking forward to that shift.
It's going to be a bumpy ride, though.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Get your seatbelt and your bag of popcorn.
And don't fall out. Let's see if we have time for Tom in Bullhead City, Arizona. Go ahead, Tommy.
Hey, George. How you doing?
Good, Tom.
Good. Okay, I found a Y consonant for you, Ye Cell.
Ooh, spell that again?
Ye Cell.
But how would you spell it?
Y-I-S-E-L.
Okay, but here's the deal. Because it's next to an I, which is a vowel, it does not count.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
See, that I, if there's a vowel next to the Y is not the vowel. It's only when it's not next to a
That's
vowel.
The sometimes why, right?
Correct. Correct.
You're bringing back my English days.
Exactly.
Or I think I may have failed. I'm not sure. No, I never failed.
Does he have a question?
Yeah, I want you to, could you do my birthday?
Sure,
it's 12/15, and the birth year adds to it, too.
Could you just give me your birthday?
73.
And we have a minute left.
Okay,
go for it.
Say your whole birthday so I can hear it. I'm sorry.
12/15/73.
Thank you, George.
You're welcome. I remember all this stuff.
6/9/2. Okay. So, yes, insane. Remember, you're a master number before you become the two, okay? So that means you can be very hypercritical of yourself. If you do a good job and one thing goes wrong, your mind tends to overthink it. So that's one of the things you have to overcome. And then you need to decide, what is it you want to do with your life? Like, don't get stuck in a job that you don't want. And all your numbers point towards creativity because you've got the 9 and the 6. So what did you pick real quick for work?
HVAC technician.
What kind?
HVAC.
Okay, because I want to say the 2 is also considered a natural healer. So just know that I said that. You know, I cover careers. That's also something in my CD. It's called Manifesting Prosperity for Each Life Path. I do cover career suggestions because you've got some power numbers if you use them.
That's the way to do it. Glynis McCants' website, of course, numberslady.com. And she's going to post some information about these vowels for you. So you can download it, and if you run into somebody, find out what their vowel is. We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM as we talk about the ESP Enigma.